Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the hymn book, a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. 166.
Steeps of love.
White Book. Let us stand together as we sing number 14 in the White Book.
With harps and with viol there stands a great throng in the presence of Jesus, and sing this new song unto Him. Oh, glory, yes, Lord, we worship You, Jesus, this morning. Unto Him be the glory forever. And washed us from sin. Unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. He maketh a rebel a priest and a king. He hath bought us and taught us this new song to sing. Unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. How helpless and hopeless we sinners had been if He never had loved us to cleanse from our sin. Unto Him who hath loved us and washed us from sin, unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. All out in His praises our voices shall. Washed us from sin, unto Him be the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give You the glory, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unto You, Lord, be glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and all that is within me bless Your holy name. Hallelujah, thank You, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He said, my a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah. We praise You, Lord, we worship You, Lord, hallelujah. And all that is within me, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a group of believers in Korea, I think it was, the largest church in the world. I don't know if it still is the largest church in the world. I don't even know if it's a church anymore. Pastor Cho, I think, was his name. And they had about, I don't know, 18 services every Sunday, or many services. And people would come all over the place. Busloads of people would come, thousands by the thousands. And they would worship there in that assembly, in that church. And one of our friends, somebody that was near and dear to camp for many years, went there to Korea to visit, and he visited that church. And he told me they have this place called Prayer Mountain, where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's not in at the church facility, it's a mountain. You take a ride up a hill on a bus or tram or something to get to that place. But all day, every day, and all night, every night, there are people there, and not just one guy holding the fort, but there are those that gather there, and they pray, and they seek the Lord, and they call on God. And he said, as you're approaching that prayer mountain, oftentimes, now it's not all the time, but oftentimes you can hear them joining together in praise as they lift their voices to God in adoration and thanksgiving. And they take that word where we read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." Now they take that not only as all of my soul, but all of my might, all of my voice, all of my everything. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And if you need a few reasons, just keep reading. "He's forgiven all my iniquities. Unto him who has loved me and has bought me and washed me from my sin with his own precious blood." You need another reason? He heals all your diseases. If you want more, keep reading. "He crowns your life with loving kindness and tender mercy. He satisfies your mouth with good things." And I like this part. "He renews your youth like the eagle." Oh, it's a wonderful psalm. All reasons as to why we should bless the Lord. And not just a little bit, sometimes, once in a while. "His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'll make my boast in the Lord," David said, "and the humble will hear thereof and be glad." And then he looked around. Maybe you should look around at the guy next to you and say, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Why don't we exalt his name together? Oh, I sought the Lord and he heard me. He delivered me from my fears." Why don't you give it a shot? Maybe it'll work for you too. Oh, Jesus Christ is the same today and yesterday, always will be. And he's worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. Now, a lot of people have to leave today, camp, and we don't have nearly the time for everybody to give a testimony. So maybe we won't even have time for anybody to give a testimony of departing and goodbye. But we can all thank the Lord with all of our hearts and everything that's within us. And thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for the victories you've won. Thank you, Lord, for the help you've given us during these days this week. Oh, Jesus Christ is wonderful. And you know that, don't you? We all do. But let's give him the glory. Now, I'm going to start the chorus in the wrong key. But you know, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, in all that is." I don't know what that means to you, but use every part of your soul, your strength, your voice, your hands. Oh, let's exalt his name and worship him as we sing. "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is." Hallelujah. "Bless his holy name." "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." His holy name. "Bless the Lord, oh my soul." Hallelujah. "And all that is within me." Within me. "Bless his holy name." Hallelujah. "All within me, oh Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you, dear Lord, for all that you've done. Thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we glorify your name.